The U.S. Department of Labor recently announced nearly $5 million for worker training programs in Appalachia. It's the latest influx of funding aimed at blunting job losses in the region's coal sector. But critics of those programs say worker training alone is no solution. Becca Schimmel reports.
Bobby Bowman mined coal in West Virginia for 12 years before his employer shut down.
And I don't think that mine will ever open again.
Bowman decided to do a four-week training program offered by the United Mine Workers Career Center. He enjoyed it and earned a certification in heavy equipment operation, but when he came back home, he struggled to find a job in the field. So Bowman took matters into his own hands.
So I sent myself through truck driving school. And that's what I'm doing today.
Bowman is not alone. Amid coal's decline, politicians are betting big on job training, with millions directed at those who lost jobs in mining and at power plants. But such retraining programs have a poor record in actually connecting dislocated workers with local employment that pays a comparative wage. Ted Bettner is the executive director of the left-leaning West Virginia Center on Budget and Policy. He says job training hasn't made up for the number of jobs lost by the coal industry.
And there's great examples of ones here in Appalachia who have trained people for jobs, and then they could not find employment. And you have to realize, too, that a lot of this is in the backdrop of 40 years of wage stagnation across this country, and especially men in West Virginia.
He says job training needs to be connected to employment that pays well, because it's difficult to go from a $75,000 a year coal mining job to one that pays $12 or $15 an hour. In Kentucky, where miners have been hurt by recent coal bankruptcies, Josh Benton is the deputy secretary of the state's Education and Workforce Development Cabinet. Benton says the state has had some success retraining people to work in the healthcare industry, but the real challenge is finding jobs where that displaced worker lives.
And, you know, the challenge that we face is not necessarily are the training programs effective. It is, are there other industries for those displaced workers to go to work?
Benton says the jobs that have been created in technology or healthcare don't make up for the ones lost in the energy sector over the last 10 years. Gordon Lafer is a professor at the University of Oregon who has written about the failures of job training programs. He says job training is a popular talking point for politicians.
And so I think that job training keeps being promoted because it solves a political problem, both for elected officials and for employers, but it doesn't do anything for the economics.
Lafer says the employment picture in the Ohio Valley is especially important because of its connection to climate change. He says talk of a Green New Deal and a move away from polluting industries should include a just transition for those who would lose jobs.
You know, it's just not in good faith to say one group of people is going to pay the price for saving the planet.
Lafer says one way to do that is to train people and invest in the industries that can't move to a different country with cheaper labor. Some of those industries include healthcare, construction, education, and tourism. Economist Ted Bettner says infrastructure investments could help create a stable economy that works for everyone.
Have we upgraded our antiquated grid? That's thousands and thousands of jobs in West Virginia if we just upgrade the grid.
As automation continues to grow and the coal industry declines, more people will be displaced. The challenge is training those workers for jobs that pay well and aren't likely to be outsourced or automated. For the Ohio Valley Resource, I'm Becca Schimmel in Bowling Green, Kentucky.